I realized something about white people is that you go in Christmas mode. You listen to Christmas music.
Yeah.
You watch Christmas movies. And you know what I discovered too?
Mm-hmm.
You wank it to Christmas. Dude, I opened my X video and I was like, Christmas, banging by the tree, Santa, and she's sitting on his lap.
It's like ripped Santa.
Yeah.
With a huge.
I'm like, what's wrong with white people? Hey,
buddy.
Hey, Gabriel.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. You. Happy Boxing Day, everybody.
Thank you. If you're Muslim,
Get those deals. No, Boxing Day is also a great tradition in parts of the world.
In the O'Massey family?
Not in the O'Massey family. In the Claire Gibson clan, or just, I don't know. Apparently, well, most places other than Canada, U.S. Boxing Day is known for a day to go to stores and get good deals. Go to Simon's, go to the Aldo.
Is it still the case?
No, online, I guess.
When is the last time you went to a store?
I once got dragged to a store when I was like 12 years old on Boxing Day, day after Christmas. I thought I had the day off from school. Horrible. And then I was with like my stepbrothers, and they love the deals. They bought like Versace blazers for $12. What are they going to go to? The Quinceañera, whatever? The 16-year-old Quinceañeras? No, so I didn't. I was from a poor neighborhood. I didn't care about nice clothes.
I like deals. The idea of a deal.
Yeah, I love deals.
But the fact that this is the day of the deal.
No. Oh, you know where I got some good deals? Believe it or not, I went on
Stealing.
Stealing? Well, small skills, small deals. I was going on Amazon, being like, oh, I want to buy some Christmas presents on Amazon.
Yeah.
Amazon. They know we're going on Amazon, so they're not giving us deals more.
They're like,
no more deals.
Said
we got
make
you.
Billions.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do? You're gonna go shopping?
I know.
You're gonna go. I'm bringing you the thing to your door.
I know.
You didn't even have to sign for it.
Oh, you know.
You have to just open the door and there's a box.
Oh, I know. They
You're
got
a prisoner.
Me. But you know where they got the deal? They don't got all of me. They got. You know where they got the deals?
Where?
Best Buy.
Best Buy?
Best Buy has good deals, man.
Still exists?
I don't understand.
Is it still the Best Buy or is it just an okay buy?
It's bye-bye.
It's bye-bye. That's what's going to happen. We're going to closing down. It's
Dude,
bye-bye.
It's bad in there. It's like a favela. There's like, it's like phone boxes, like, and people are living in them in this campfire. It's really disgusting. And then,
please buy a printer. Please buy a printer. I need to feed my child. Buy a printer.
But they got crazy good deals there.
For electronics, right?
They
don't sell like noodles or whatever.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, no, they don't. It's not a grocery store. Yeah. But, you know, I got some good deals from
you. You know who should have like Boxing Day? Provigo, or like a supermarket.
They don't. No,
give me a steak 50%
off. 50% off. Well, on Boxing Day.
I don't want to buy a sound bar for a TV. You know what? I want to like buy a filet mignon and invite my friends.
Yeah.
Give me 50% off my groceries, isn't it?
No, I know.
That would be weird, but they would never.
No, that would save society.
You seem so okay. You watch Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
You're like Uba, who's Chewbacca?
Oh, Chewbacca? No, not Yoda. What's it called?
He's like a fat.
Yes. What's his name?
Turd.
Oh, what's his name?
With Princess Leia.
Jabba the Hutt.
Jabba the Hutt. You don't look like, but the speed you're working at, you're Jabba the Hutt speed. Uba, you seem like you've had a rough few days, man.
Yeah, it's been really.
It hasn't been humane.
No, not at all. No, it's.
What have they done to you?
So we've been going so Christmas is like usually pretty like tame in my family.
Yeah,
you usually go and you eat a lot of food, which is what we did. But as we were growing up, like, we started introducing a lot of alcohol into the mix.
That's why.
Yeah, and so all we right.
That's
we
why you're on Jabba the Hutt.
Pretty
speed.
Much like blew our brains out on alcohol. It's pretty brutal.
You got drunk with your mom.
I did get drunk with her. Yeah,
whoa.
Yeah. And then like we would run out of booze, and then we're like, "What do we do?" And then nobody like wanted to go to a bar, and I was like, "Come on!" So, but Christmas Day, we just ate so much food to the point where like we're done. It was all Greek food, right? It was like tiropita and like roast beef and pork and like tzatziki and the pink stuff and the other stuff, you know, just a bunch of
colored stuff.
Yeah, all the colors, and then we ate so much that we're just like, "Oh, let's go home, go to bed." But then That was Christmas Eve. Christmas Day, we go to my mom comes over and we make like a British version of Christmas dinner.
Oh, okay.
So it's like we made a roast ham with like potatoes and mashed potatoes and carrots and
that
like,
gravy.
Yeah, gravy. And then my mom came over.
She's like, "What? This is disgusting."
Well, no, it was. I
where are the colors? Why is it fall in my plate?
No. It's green and orange and
yeah, it's fall. British food is fall.
I guess so, but it's all nice.
Mediterranean food is summer.
Yes. Yeah.
Russian Eastern European is winter.
Is winter, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I made a soup. I made a squash
spring,
soup.
Who eats springs?
Canadians or something. They eat like.
No, Canadian also is very fall.
What's spring? Spring is like Denmark.
Yeah. But I never seen Danish food.
I mean, the Danish.
Danish?
Danish.
Is this Danish? Is that
Danish? Danish?
Does this eat Danishes?
Okay, let's start with Christmas. What do we do Christmas? Okay. So it all started because it was this weekend, right? It went Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Yeah.
That was basically the whole weekend. I went Christmas. My mind was just Christmas. The moment the Mythos show ended, I was like, I'm in Christmas mode. I was full on. I listened to this cheesy Christmas book about like a dad that got a divorce, and then the children come home for Christmas, and then the mom from another previous marriage comes, and then the son's in Iraq, and he's. And it's all like this beautiful, and it's.
So I listened to a Christmas book,
yeah,
because it's Christmas,
yeah, and it was like nothing like my life at all. So I was completely unrelatable, but I was in the Christmas zone. Then I listened to like a Christmas carol, so I was so in. And then as I listened to this book, these books, I was walking to this dive bar we used to go to when I used to live in Park X, and then I got my uncle, my brother, and my cousin, and we had. We went to the cheapest bar in Montreal. $3.50 for a pint.
Is it on Jarry?
Yes. Oh, it was the best bar. And we drank. I paid a whole night's worth of drinks for everybody.
Yeah.
It was $100. $100 for 100 drinks. And we like were just getting fucked up and then like talking to people and then like met a Satanist. And I was like, this is the perfect Christmas. And then...
yeah. I realized something about white people is that you go in Christmas mode. As you said, you listen to Christmas music.
Yeah.
You listen to watch Christmas movies. You listen to Christmas books. You read Christmas books. And you know what I discovered too?
Mm-hmm.
You wank it to Christmas. Dude, I opened my X video and I was like, Christmas. It's good. It's the same. It's just not Christmas themed.
Yeah.
Banging by the tree.
Yeah.
Santa and she's sitting on his lap.
It's like ripped Santa.
Yeah,
with a huge.
It's oops, stepmom. She's been. I got stuck underneath it. Like it's all Christmas. I'm like, what's wrong with white people? Why?
I don't know. I think.
And I'm like in the Middle East or like in Israel. Is it like Hanukkah? And
Hanukkah.
And Muslim is like let's. I'm not gonna do that.
It's true,
joke.
You're right though. There isn't any like. It's just all Christmas.
Opened.
People.
I swear. I'm like, this is insane. Like 2 pages of Christmas. I'm like, what about the atheists?
Yeah.
What about the atheists who want to watch?
I think it's because of like Hollywood took Christmas and they made like a billion. It's basically Star Wars. They took.
So Jews took over Christmas and they're like, we're gonna make
and
money.
And we're gonna make money.
They're gonna make money. Well, most Christmas songs are written by Jews, by the way.
Oh really? Yeah. Well, yeah. That's good.
I mean, they're amazing artists.
Yeah. Exactly. So whatever. I keep a thing like making a Christmas album is like genius because they just play it nonstop. There's like one artist. There's a song that goes. Where is Santa Claus? You know that song?
No.
Oh, Lola de Santa Claus. It's like this Spanish song written by like Dios Mios or whatever the person's name is. And you go on their Spotify account, it's like monthly listeners. It's like 10 million monthly listeners. And it's only that one song. And then there's other songs and nobody listens to that. And they're they're probably like going on a world Christmas tour with just Where's Santa Claus.
One song?
So why everyone should do a Christmas thing? Like everybody,
we should.
Yeah, we should have.
We should
well,
do a Christmas
we sort of did. Well, whatever. You know. Oh, Christmas song.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm giving you the beat.
Where oh where is my father, Papi Chulo? I don't know.
You're still on beat?
Oh,
Okay, listen. Something we figured. This is our 100 episode.
Oh, yeah.
And 100. Something we realized is Gabe and I, music, we don't sing. Yeah, we enjoy it.
I love listening to music.
We love it, mm-hmm. but we can't sing it.
Yeah, I also rediscovered the magic of Spotify this Christmas.
Oh, yeah?
Listening, because I was like, I want to listen to Christmas music. I'm going through my album.
Oh, you don't have
album. I don't have any Christmas.
You don't have Ozzy Osbourne celebrates Christmas.
The closest thing I have is like Elvis singing, but it's none of no Christmas music. It's like, it's like he's singing. He's singing. It sounds kind of Christmas. He kind of sounds like Santa Claus, Elvis. That's why I imagine Santa Claus.
Well, you look like him.
Yeah,
again.
Big fat
man in a costume.
Yeah. Oh man. Okay, so then Christmas Day after my grandma's, we wake up. Nice time where we're like, unwrapping the presents.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you, this year, I killed it with presents.
Okay.
I gave the best presents. I never brag about anything. I'm anti-brag me. I am the best present giver of all time this year.
Yeah, I love my present. Thank you so much.
Oh wait, you got you.
I got you one. I was trying to guilt trip you. Oh, no, I didn't mean it that way.
I totally forgot.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it that way.
You go. I got you a shirt.
A shirt. Thank you.
I know you like polos.
Yeah?
This is a nice polo.
Oh, thank you so much.
I mean, I don't know if it's a nice...
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, buddy. I can't wait to fit in it.
But it was large, but then I was like, how is Amber large or just large? I can't really, couldn't remember, but one day you'll...
Well, thank you, brother.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. I also got you a very awesome
gift. Yeah, you
gift.
Got me a great gift.
I got him. I gave him.
Yeah, you gave me some boxing gloves.
My boxing gloves.
Yeah, I used them once so far, which is not bad.
Listen, I won't guilt trip you into using them more, but just so you know, they're amazing gloves. Mm-hmm. They're the best gloves on the market.
Yeah.
I paid a lot of money for them.
Yeah.
I'm happy I gave them to you. So yeah, what did you get? There's a few people that... Did you?
Oh, wait. So first let me... Okay, my brother...
Are we going to go there?
Yeah.
Oh,
for my brother.
Oh, guys, get ready. Big news.
All right. So my brother, I got my brother and my uncle 2 night passes for skiing, and they weren't expecting. They're like, oh, my God. And I was like, yes, I'm a great brother and nephew. And what did I get my mom? I got my mom a bunch of I don't know. But Claire got me some nice gifts.
Oh.
She got me a beautiful northwestern. What's it called? It's a north hat. What the fuck's it called?
Tuke?
Yeah, this thing. What's a North Face hat?
Oh, that's
nice.
That's
a good hat. And leather gloves, which I really needed. And like for Claire, I got her a Keurig coffee maker.
Oh.
A really good one. Like a beautiful. It's like it makes cappuccinos and lattes, and it's my favorite thing. And what did she get? Oh, I also got her a. I got her Connect 4 Uno. Oh, it's a great. We love playing board.
Who doesn't love playing Connect 4 Uno?
And then she got me. What did she get me? She got me a bunch of nice stuff. Really nice. Oh, a beautiful blanket that I can wrap myself in.
So nice.
And then I got her. There's one more other thing I got her.
Hmm.
Wait,
because I remember we talked about it. I forgot what it is.
Oh, I got her like a dish set from Linen Chest. Yes, that's pretty nice.
The dish set. That's a very romantic gift.
Yeah, that was
a dish set.
Good.
You know how much women love dishes.
I also got her like a nice, like kind of loungewear sweater.
Oh.
I also got her a ring. Boom.
You proposed?
Yeah, it was great. It was the last gift under the tree.
Yeah.
And I was like, she's like, oh, what a great Christmas. And
congratulations, buddy.
And then I handed her the box, and I wrapped it in a way where it didn't look like it was a ring. Mm. It would look like it was a long, like a
Wait, baton. Was it she had to open it in front of the whole family?
No, this is just her and I, on Christmas Day. And then she opened it, and I said, will you marry me? And she's like, oh, my God, yes. And then she kissed me, and then she teared up, and then... Then I teared up and it was great.
Aw, congratulations, man.
Yes, I'm engaged.
You're engaged.
Yeah, I like being engaged is good, I think. It's like, I feel more like it's like manly. It's like very masculine to be engaged, I think. To say my wife and my fiance, it's interesting, you know?
Yeah, because now you have to call her your fiance.
Yeah, which I like. I feel like I'm in a 90s like romantic comedy. Because nobody says, I never heard anybody say
well,
fiance.
This is the honeymoon.
Yeah.
You know, like they say, like, oh, I hate my wife?
Yeah.
Well, it's not now. Oh. It's like when she stops blowing you. Well, 5 years.
Okay, 5 years.
That's what they say. I don't know. I never got married.
Good run.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good run.
That's what they say. You know, okay. They say at the beginning, you're like, oh, my wife is awesome. My yeah. No one complains about their fiance.
But it's not like the engagement changes anything. It's not like I'm like Mario and when I eat the mushroom. I'm not. It does. It's just like a. It's funny when I first got it. Like I opened it up and I looked at. I'm like this is like little like it's. It's a nice ring, but it was in the box. The box was so big. I was like,
yeah, the box is part of the gift.
Yeah, yeah. And so I was like, okay. But then she loves it and she's wearing it everywhere. It's very fun. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. That's
it's very fun.
Because she's very traditional, your girlfriend. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure she's been dreaming Muslim. About it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because like modern girls, they don't dream of getting married. But women our age, when they were young, oh, I'm...
Yeah.
Think about their wedding mm-hmm. and the guy that you're not the guy she wanted to marry. You
well, she's like, she had a type, I think.
NSYNC.
And so, oh yeah, she wanted like
Joey Fatone.
No, Joey Fatone.
Because she married Joey Fatone.
And she wanted JT.
She wanted Justin Timberlake. She ended up with Joey Fatone.
Isn't Joey Fatone gay? The gay? No, who's the gay one?
I think they're all gay. No. Nick Banks. No,
that's yeah, Nick Banks. No, he ain't. Gay.
What's his name?
Nick Carter.
No, Nick Carter is not. Nick Carter is dead, no?
Oh, yeah.
No, Nick Carter is in the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, okay.
Aaron Carter is his brother who's dead.
Who died, yeah.
The guy is. There's one of them who's gay.
Yeah.
There's one of them who's you.
But what's wrong with Joey Fatone? Isn't he from Friends?
First of all, his name is Joey Fatone. Fatone.
Oh.
That means all his life is Joey Fat One.
Fat One?
For sure.
Oh, my God. That's great.
If I was his friend, I would like, hey, fat one. And
it's true.
And like he was the only, because they were very popular back then.
Yeah.
He was the only like not in shape
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, he wasn't super in shape.
He looked like an Italian, Greek Italian. How can one man be so hairy type of guy?
How come he was so, how did he keep up with them? How did he dance?
I think they just put him in the back.
Yeah.
And just had a fan on him.
They didn't focus on his legs ever. They're like, don't, he's not even moving. He's just like shuffling.
As you could tell, like Justin was like, ba, 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 ba. And
then, yeah.
Like he was doing breathing exercise because he was like passing out in the back.
He's eating fries from the ceiling.
That's so lucky.
Yeah.
yeah. Joey Fatone. Hey.
That's funny.
It's Joey Fatone.
No.
It's the last time that like a singer was not, didn't have a six pack or was crazy in shape.
Well, and Jelly Roll. What's his name? Isn't Jelly Roll like a big fat singer?
Yeah, but that's exactly. That's like the complete, like either you have to be
super fat
and then you're like boho, that's your thing, or you have to be like in shape or uber skinny. There's no like, I'm just a regular looking guy. Joey Fatone was just a regular body
guy.
Like
what about young Post Malone was sort of fat,
yeah, but he had like tattoos on his face.
Yeah, he looked odd. He looked like a prison yard bully.
He's a very handsome guy, I find.
Yeah, he has a great voice.
I don't know his voice.
It's funny, like, okay, you know his voice, whatever. He used to be like, I don't know if he's rap or country. I have no idea. He's like, you know Kid Rock?
Yeah.
He used to be like, I want to be, he's like all like, kind of would rap and do rock, and now he's all like, I'll bring my girl down to the 7-Eleven, I lick her ass till 11, gay all night. It's funny how the things change, you know?
He's older now. He's more mature. He eats ass at the 7-Eleven. The woke movement can't shock my
dick. I lick my dog's ass till
2024.
Okay, then my mom came over. Sorry, go on.
Who cares? Let's continue. Yeah. So your mom came over, yeah.
And we gave her food. We gave her drinks. I was like, hey, it's Christmas, last chance to for us all to bond.
Yeah.
Let's have some fun. And she was like, you know what?
Did you tell, like, did she see the ring? And she's like, ah.
Yeah, it's funny. She didn't believe at first. She's like, what? I don't believe you. Because she saw the ring. Because we're all like, woohoo. Like, look, it's the ring. Yeah. She's like, oh, it's fake. She kept on saying it's fake.
I mean,
hey. Yeah, well. It's a little fake.
It's a $5 ring. Yeah. No, but okay. Ah, oh, she's scared. She's like, oh my.
No, but then she was like, oh my god, very excited. And then Claire showed her mom, and she was like very emotional. It's nice, you know. It's funny, like They call like really early in the morning. Like we woke up around 10. We opened the grifts, and then her parents immediately called. Like, and her dad was like, "Merry Christmas, sweetheart. What'd you get? Did you get a ring?" That was the first thing he said. He's like, "Well, actually, I did." He's like, "Oh my!" And they're like, "Whoa!"
They were probably everyone was expecting.
No, they said apparently they didn't even bring it up, and he said, "No, no, this is." They were like, "Oh, I wasn't even expecting."
Dude, didn't you tell me your girlfriend showed me like this is the ring I want?
Yeah, but it's not like they live together. It's like they're so far away, and they're not like they're not close. Like, you know how I am. I talk to my mom and. Yeah. I ask her everything. Hey, mom, what toothpaste should I get? They're not like that. That's not like she wasn't even. They weren't even. They didn't even think about it. They were like, whatever, you know. And then he made a joke because he loves Boston balls. I don't know. And then the Boston balls turned into the Boston truth. Yeah. And now, yeah, it was cool. Yeah. And then that night we ended up at the bar again. It was supposed to be my cousin and like his girlfriend who went to his parents' house for like dinner, but like there's like all this like conflict. She's like a new girlfriend, right?
Ooh.
And like my uncle, I don't know if you've met him, he's like nuts, and he's probably the worst like in-law you could ever have, because like there's nothing you can do to please him, not because he's like so like my son deserves the most. He's just like a lunatic. Like he's unwell emotionally. He's basically like you know, like stepbrothers. He's like that.
Okay.
He's like just a big giant dumb baby who like.
I think I've saw. He has long hair.
Yeah.
I saw photos of him. Like this guy is mentally ill.
Yeah, he's mentally.
I mean, God help him. You know, you don't mock the simpletons of this world. But they're like, oh, this guy is. So, hey, I can't have a conversation. No.
So my little cousin.
If he's listening,
he
subscribe.
I told we mentioned the word podcast. She's like, "What is podcast?" They're like, "Okay."
Anyway, so there is, and she would be his daughter-in-law.
Well, no, they're like new relationship. No, but you know? Yeah,
technically. In the sense that would be the
The role, and she. So one part of the story was that a long time ago, like in around like October, broke up with her. Right? It's like this really. Dramatic relationship.
You have to censor a lot of names, by the way. They all listen to this podcast.
It's okay. No, I want them to hear it. Okay. It's like really dramatic relationship. Okay. So his girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, was like really, really mad. So she came to his door, and he lives with his parents, right? So she was ringing on the doorbell, being like, "I want to speak to wake his ass up." And he like protects like his son so much, even though like. He's just like just all he does is gets like wasted all night and wakes up at like 4 p.m. and you know, and
the father or the son?
The son, right? Okay. And then she wanted to talk to him. He's like, no. And then so they got into this big argument, and that was the last time that they saw her. And so they invited her over for Christmas dinner.
Wait.
And then the first thing says is like, "I want an apology," and she's like, "Oh," like she was confronted by it. Like the thing is like. Was kind of like rude to her, so like maybe should apologize to her, but then wanted apology for like having the doorbell ring at 2 p.m. You know, just a doorbell. I don't know, right? It is rude. I understand. Is he's very traditional and rude. So in a normal world, you would be like, I apologize for ringing the doorbell. It's like, but she's in his words. She is an evil Moroccan Jewish woman. This is, and we're like, okay, and then we invite him to the bar. We're like, okay, you need to explain the story. And he was like, listen, she's a nice girl, very good, very smart, very interesting, you know. But she's evil. She's an evil woman. You don't get it. She's just a distraction. We were getting drunk, and Claire is a very nice woman, but. She loves to poke the bear, which I was excited because I usually with my uncle, I want to get out of the conversation and not really speak to him because it's hard to keep track because he's not in reality. It's hard to. But Claire was like, why don't you like her? Why don't you like her? And he was giving reasons that weren't real reasons.
He's just anti-Semitic. That's
And then he's like, we poked him and poked him. And he chugged his beer or whatever he was drinking. And he was like, fine, it's because she's a Moroccan Jew, God damn it. Is that what you wanted to hear? God damn it. And we're like, oh, we were not expecting that, like, at all. It was the most, like, weirdest experience at a bar. Very entertaining, though. Very.
That's why it's important to hug your Jewish friends, guys.
I know. Because
I have a
so
feeling
bad.
Everyone's uncle things that way.
But I didn't even know, like, what's wrong with Moroccan Jewish people? Like, what is the...
He probably meant...
That's what
it's,
he said.
It's a combination of everything white people fear. Arab and Jewish.
Yeah.
Understand?
That is really...
And possibly black. You under, like, it's the whole African, Arab, and Jewish.
Very
it's
Jewish.
The... People say, like, for example, I don't know if you know this, like the word, you know, Semitic, mm-hmm. when you say someone is anti-Semitic.
It's like an area, right?
Semitic, a lot of say, use it with Jewish. But yeah. Semitic means from the from their region. So Arabs are technically Semitic too.
Yeah.
So when people say he's anti-Semitic, like racist people, when they found out anti-Semitic also includes Arab, uh-huh. they're like, oh, thank you. You just saved me some time. I can just put all my hatred. Like the word hasn't reached its full potential yet.
Oh, jeez.
So now they're like, oh, of course. So yeah, of course, most... whites,
yeah,
if they have a hatred towards, they just put them all together, like, yeah, African, Arab, Jewish,
it's
just
crazy.
yeah
it was very,
so you gotta be kind to
Jewish
people.
Really tried to get her to come out, but she was like, no, I'm not coming out. This
of course not. Imagine hearing this, especially now, you know, everyone is like pooping on Israel.
I know,
right now.
Yeah,
and then you hear like, oh well, their fears are exactly true.
Yeah.
Then they should definitely have a country, because mm-hmm. clearly, if this guy was in power,
yeah,
if your uncle was in power, he's like, kill them all, the evils.
He's out of control. Yeah, his whole argument was personal stories
that do not include her.
Yeah, just about like, well, I worked with this guy. there's one guy on the street.
That's how all racism begins.
Yeah,
like when I was very young, yeah. when I was in high school. When I was very young, I think I was racist towards Latinos because
yeah.
all my fights in like the first yeah. secondary school were with Latinos.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, oh, I just, Latinos and I, we don't click. So I'm going to be like careful of Latinos.
Yeah.
But then I grew older and I hit puberty and like, I love Latinas.
Yeah.
So my brain like, well, you need Latinos to make Latinas.
Yes.
And then you speak with like a few Latino men and you're like, okay, you guys are cool.
Yeah.
It's not everyone who wants
to beat
me up.
But he's, yeah. Oof.
You know? So you just have to beat it out of you.
Yeah.
Usually food and sex are the two best ways to not
yeah.
be racist.
But he's going to be stuck. But anyway, it was very fun.
Oh, of course. Once you hit 50, unless he takes mushrooms or DMT.
I know.
Now, I don't know how much of this should be on the podcast, just so you know.
Oh, really?
Because if I would have told that story and any one of my family would have heard this, they'd be like...
No, I'll delete the names, but also whatever. It was quite interesting.
My cousin...
No, that's good. They're not gonna hear this. Don't worry.
No.
It was good.
It's nice. So, did you get out of your system? Are you like, ooh, I'm done with Christmas now? Or
Christmas
till New Year's?
Oh, no. It's not really Christmas. Like, we're not watching Christmas movies.
Okay, that's
Yeah. Like, maybe today I'll go home and watch like a Harry Potter. Or not Harry
yeah,
Potter.
Yeah, Harry Potter is a Christmas movie.
Yeah, maybe not Harry Potter. I don't really like Harry Potter. What's another? What did I watch today? I watched like the Willy Wonka.
I watched
the Johnny Depp Willy Wonka. Creepy. I never watched that.
Yeah, the first one was creepy as well. But just Gene Wilder
is
so
great.
Likeable.
Yeah, lovable. Yeah,
he's like a saint. So you don't see the creepiness of like babies dying, children dying,
yeah.
and exploding.
Johnny Depp was like, "Whoa, that was funny."
But it's amazing that he's able to hit that.
Yeah,
you know, some people, like for example, the guy who did Javier Bardem.
Yeah,
he did. What's that name? Where he plays a psychopath.
Oh, country, no country.
No country for old men. Javier Bardem is one of the sexiest human beings ever to live. And you watch that movie and you're like, I am scared of you
right
now.
He's spooky.
Daniel Day-Lewis. Oh, what a... To be able to access all these personalities.
Yeah.
Like my superpower is I'm able to be really, really dumb or really, really smart. Some people can only be smart. They don't know how to be dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have access to like a variety of like level of intelligence. These guys, their superpower is like, oh, I can be different people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm still me. I'm just really dumb or really smart. Them is like, I'm just...
It's kind of amazing that like...
That's acting, I guess, right?
I know, it's acting. It's kind of amazing. Like, they're so lucky that they live in this time right now because like, imagine like in 15-something, there's theater, but like...
Yeah, Shakespeare and stuff.
Yeah, I know, but when was he?
Dude, the theater has... Greek,
but were they like living like the comfortably, or they were like, get on the stage, you freak, and then they'll go, there was a young man jumping up, and there's like,
there to be. I think that like the job of an actor, has never been respected. It's like a step below a prostitute.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always been
good actors.
You know what do you call it? Vaudeville?
Yeah, vaudeville, yeah.
There's always been vaudeville and stuff like that. Even in the past, actors would play.
True, they would go, I guess it would be traveling act. It'd be like, that was the movies back then. Yeah. They would travel to a theater.
And play. That's what we should be doing, by the way.
Yeah, traveling and going.
Buy a mug.
Yeah, buy a mug.
My Christmas was different.
Oh, yeah?
It's because it doesn't mean much.
No.
As I said, Christmas has always been a bit like a depresso espresso kind of kind of feeling, because I see everyone, you know, and I'm like, I never had that, you know, I don't get it. Oh. But this year, I didn't feel that way.
Okay.
It's interesting. Okay. Because I realized something. COVID taught me how to be alone.
Alone. Okay. Interesting. COVID. Well, let me get it.
All right. That's a short wasted.
No. Go on. Sorry.
So, yeah. This year, I just, because I had like 3 days, no shows, nothing. Yeah. So I'm like, I don't need to leave my house. Mm. I could just order in food every day, relax. Like COVID, that's the good thing about COVID. It taught me how to enjoy my my time alone. And some people tell me, oh, Amer, you know, don't you feel lonely? Blah, blah, blah. You know, don't you want to be with your family? Like, I don't hang out with my weird uncle.
Yeah.
I don't need to hang. I just take drugs. Like, it's the best.
Yeah, I guess
I get high and I do chin-ups. And there's nothing better to do.
I guess, yeah.
I meet God. Instead of spending my time with an anti-Semitic uncle, I spend my time with God.
I love,
I'm high as hell.
I don't know. I love weird-ass characters. I was at the bar with my other uncle who...
No, you don't. You love them temporarily for your entertainment. That's not love.
That's
they're like
love.
Entertain me, crazy uncle.
Yeah, that and like there was this one guy that were at the bar. I wanted a martini. I know, but it's the word love. Like I wanted a martini, and then everybody at the bar was calling me gay, and I'm like, oh, that's fun. And then there was this one guy that I met. Like he used to go to this Kit Kat, that weird bar, and he's like, oh, you're gay, huh? Now you're gay because you're. And I'm like, yeah, I guess so. And then he grabbed my penis. And
I guess he's gay.
I was like, that's weird. And he kept him grabbing my knee, and we're laughing, and he was showing me. It was just like, I don't know, like it's the most brain dead, like brain dead level of brain dead you could be, which is like,
they're harmless.
Yeah, I lovable. No, this is me. I'm describing myself. Like this,
you're
is,
being brain dead.
Yeah, this is the most brain dead, like bottom of the barrel level of entertainment. It's like, you know, there's like, if you watch a documentary on like Dostoevsky, that's the top level. Yeah. And then under that is like...
Joe Rogan.
Yeah, Joe Rogan. Under that is like, I don't know, like Hey Arnold or some cartoon. Under that is like Jackass. Then under that is like Hallmark movies. And then under that is like Below Deck.
So
like,
you enjoy all...
And then the way at the bottom...
Is your family.
Is my family. And so I needed that.
Listen, I see what you mean. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And it's like, because you could really, really...
But is there kindness or are they just being mean?
It's...
Is there a twinkle like, I'm joking? Uh-huh,
We're joking. Yeah, but it's all... Yeah, it's all... there's
you see,
love.
When I started comedy, there was a guy I met who was always like, he was ball busting me. He was mean, ball busting. But I'm like, oh, he's being secretly kind, you know?
Yeah.
But then after, like... Oh, no, he was just a garbage human. That's why no one loved him.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Ball busting, yeah.
There's ball busting, but like, by the way, but like underneath the ball busting, there's kindness. Like they say Patrice O'Neill or Colin Quinn, they used to ball bust all the time.
Yeah.
They'd be like, I'm going to drive you to do the shows. I'm going to give you
advice.
Yeah,
no, no, it's better. Family. It's like it's like real family. It's like they're always going to be there and it's nice and yeah, there's love. But I don't know. Family are like friends that are always going to be there no matter what, it feels like.
Yeah,
yeah, which is
nice.
And it's
that's how I feel about like my brother and sister.
Yeah.
I don't need to talk to them every day, but I know if I ever need anything, anything, I just call my brother, like, hey, bro, I need you to do this. He's like, got it.
Yeah, like, and so, you know.
I hope so. Anyways, that's what I...
Yeah, me and my brother have gotten closer and stuff, and it's nice. I like hanging out with them. It's fun.
Well, now you're going to get even closer because you're going to get married. He's married. And now the two... do they like each other, the two ladies?
Yeah.
So that's going to be like, oh, my God, come. It's going to be the only time you're going to hang out with your brothers. I'm lucky I got to hang out with my friend Eugene.
Uh-huh.
On the 24th, I went to see him. Dude, sometimes happens, like things happen sometimes in my life, and I'm like, I'm so happy I get to experience these emotions.
Mm-hmm.
They just, you're like, oh, I'm depressed. I don't feel good. You know, you ever get that feeling?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
And then you catch yourself like singing a song.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not depressed at all. I was just bored.
Yeah.
You know?
You know when they say, like, if you feel sad, just, like, smile for, like, 10 minutes and then you're, like, happy?
You ever I've heard. I don't know if that's
a I tried that. I like the Joker. And it kind of does work. But
well, because I'm like, this
feel
is
weird.
This
at the
is
same
the stupidest thing.
I know.
And then you start laughing at yourself and then you move on.
Yeah.
It's like getting your car stuck in snow. You gotta. Anyways, there's just sometimes you feel things. I'm like, I'm so happy I get to experience this. I met his daughter. And I was hanging out with him. We're in the kitchen and because his wife was breastfeeding, and then she comes out with the baby, and I see the baby.
Yeah,
she's 6 months old. Just this is just everything. Like, oh my god! And I just had tears, like tears of joy.
Oh, that's so nice.
When is the last time you had tears of joy? I'm like, oh my god!
Yeah,
I'm crying.
Yeah, I know, right?
Of happiness.
Yeah,
I get to experience crying out of happiness.
Oh, that's so nice.
I don't. The last time I think is what when I helped my nephew or when I
really?
Saw
that's
son.
So nice. That's so loving.
Just tears. I'm like, oh my god! Yeah. This is tears of joy. Tears of joy. We get to experience that. That's one of the best feeling ever.
That's amazing.
I'm like, ah, this is good. Yeah. Then I get to hang out just with Eugene. We went, we had a beer.
That's nice.
We talked for 3 hours.
That's
I'm like,
great.
Oh, this is nice. I forgot how smart my original friends are.
Yeah.
Like, you're smart, but they're geniuses.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I know.
Oh,
they're,
yeah.
Because like,
you're like, yeah, that makes sense. They're like, I'm like, well, what about this? And then they question
I know,
your
they,
reality.
They really apply their brain.
You're like, I don't care.
Yeah, I'll save it for.
Because you hang out with comedians and they're like,
I know.
They're all kind of dumb.
I know. Comedians are really stupid. I'm
they're
starting
the
to realize.
Human
like, they don't know really anything. Like, you tell them about.
Great salesman.
Yeah. Like, you tell them, you ask them, like, none of them have ever heard of anything. Like, yeah. Like me, like I haven't heard. I know like some things.
You have a very specific type of knowledge, which is different than mine. It doesn't mean I'm smarter than you. You just we're just two different.
Yeah,
two different. You know, we enter
genomes.
Whatever. Exactly. Yeah, here we go. Like sometimes I speak with certain comedians.
Yeah.
You see them on stage; they're funny and they're dark or whatever. And then you talk to them on stage, and then you don't censor them. You just let them talk, and then. Suddenly their voice becomes their inner voice.
Oh.
Like whatever, there's no more.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh my god, this is what you live with every day? That's the prison?
Oh, dude.
Like I remember once after a show, I was hanging out with someone and they started like, people were coming out and they're like, oh, they hated the show. Oh, they didn't like the show. Oh, this was horrible. Look how they're looking at us. I'm like, first of all, the show was great.
Yeah.
Second of all, this is... Your inner dialogue every day is like how much people hate you and how much everything sucks.
I know.
Man, I would shoot myself in the head if this is the life I had.
Yeah, well, it depends. Like, I mean, I have days where, like, I think, like, I'm insanely, like, just negative. Like, it's just day to day, though.
Well, I think.
Or maybe even hour
people,
to hour, you know?
These people, it's just, this is their constant. Yeah. I'm like, oh, you need therapy.
Yeah. Or, like you said, like a brain, like some sort of lobotomy.
Like
connect one part of your brain to the
other
part of your brain.
Imagine just this is the dark. But the thing is, this darkness makes them very funny.
Yeah.
But I'm like, my God, I'm so happy I don't.
Yeah. No, it's
so
really
happy I'm
horrible.
Just a dirty, dirty comic.
Yeah.
Just a disgusting
your brain still works. Or your
brain. It's a horny, dirty comic.
Yeah, horny, dirty. So funny. My mom was sitting, we're eating dinner with her, and then we brought you up, and she's like, Amber's a pervert. And I'm like, why? He's like, well, we were on stage with him. You were like, hey, here's Gabriel's mom. Who wants to f*** Gabriel's mom? And I'm like, well, you know, we're just joking. She's like, what a better idea would be to say, who wants to date Gabriel's mom? I'm like, that's not like that funny.
That's
like,
not
that,
funny
you need
at
extreme.
All.
Like, you need, like,
yeah, you need to go either, like, who wants to hold her hand?
Yeah.
Or who wants to. Gabriel's mom.
It's like, it's just, she's like, yeah, but it's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
I'm like, well,
I agree
that's
with her on
I'm
that.
Glad you understood the joke then. I said,
this is the whole idea.
And then I said, but he got you a nice gift. And she was like, oh, yeah, he's great. I swear to God, it was so weird.
Oh, by the way, I want her to think that I'm disgusting.
Yeah.
Women in their 50s, okay, who are like proper, who raised, they should look at me and go like, this guy's disgusting.
Yeah,
but funny. But you should see that like, I'm able to be disgusting. They should be aware. Like if they should, oh, this is totally normal. If I said, who wants to fuck Gabriel's mom? And your mom went like, this is so funny.
I know, it'd be really.
It'd be like, something's wrong with that lady.
Yeah, something's wrong.
Because even as I said it, I'm like, oh, I have to say it.
Yeah.
I
but
have
it
to
fine.
Say it because, I'll explain to the people. There was like a 20-year-old guy in the crowd, And like, you're single, let's try to find you someone. Mm. And your mom is like, what about the single ladies?
Yeah.
Because she wanted, and I said, okay, who wants to Gabriel's mom?
Yeah, that was great. No, it was funny. Everyone laughed.
I remember, as I said, I held you. I'm like, oh, he's gonna,
no.
Please don't hate me.
I totally, I forget everything. Yeah, yeah, it's fine. I'm so used to all this. Yeah.
So anyway, so someone Gabriel's mom that
yeah,
night.
Yeah, some young boy lives with his dad in a basement.
Who has guns?
Yeah, with guns.
That's so fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
It's funny, you do your mom very well.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, I like telling stories like about my mom. She's funny.
It's so funny because, like, off stage, I'm very shy. I'm, like, mm-hmm. very polite. But when I'm on stage,
yeah,
like, the idea of me, let's say your mom was here and we were chatting, I would never say, who wants to
Gabriel's mom? Yeah, no.
It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like, I'm so happy I have a stage where I can.
I know you're allowed to just be.
I just be the stupidest,
an
human
exaggerated
being.
Version of yourself, basically. 40. Okay.
An insane human version of me.
Yeah, insane person, insane human.
Listen, you could just be insane on stage.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so fun.
No, it's cool.
Where can you be insane other than on stage and say horrible, disgusting things?
Yeah, no, there's nowhere unless
no
like
one. You doing racist jokes to a bunch of Indians. Like, remember?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, like, that was great.
Where you could just let your brain go.
I know,
there.
Just go crazy. Yeah, yeah, go real, real nutso. Oh, man. Yeah. And we're co-hosting Comedy Lunatics.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
which is so. We should just call it Comedy all night.
Oh, yeah. That's what
we should just call it Comedy. Because it's that kind. I'm pretty sure everyone booked on the show is like a lunatic, right?
Lunatic. And, yeah. And what I hope is that the people. Yeah, people. By the way, you shouldn't. Is it this gonna come out on time?
Oh no, Thursday. No. Thursday.
Oh, you guys. We'll okay. Tell you guys how we went.
Yeah, yeah.
The show is called Comedy Lunatics. It's on a Wednesday at 10 p.m. So anyone who's gonna come, who bought tickets.
Yeah, they know what they're gonna
lunatics.
Get. Yeah, real lunatics. From what. I'm assuming.
I'm assuming who's the lineup.
Yeah, I already have it in my head, sort of.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, like one or two people.
Let's see.
For sure.
I have Samson, George.
Yeah, George.
For sure.
Oh, dude.
Who else? Who else is a lunatic?
Who else is a lunatic?
I would put Maryam Khan in there.
Yeah, Maryam Khan's a lunatic.
Because you need like a crazy female. She's the craziest.
Why am I blanking? Maybe like Matthew Bourgelli.
Matthew Bourgelli would be a nice ad. Yeah. He's calm psycho. Calm psycho. Come psycho.
It's funny. All I think was about Samson in my head.
These are that's enough.
Yeah, I know.
These
he's
are
so
lunatic-y enough. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be fun, and we're hosting it. So two lunatics hosting.
Yeah.
Let's call it the comedy.
So
let's open with that.
Yeah.
Welcome to comedy.
Yeah.
That's what we wanted to call the show, but you know it wasn't polite.
Eventbrite
so.
Needed. we got Eventbrite police.
Oh, talk about. I don't know why I was thinking about this. You use a lot ChatGPT.
I started using it a little more recently, actually. Yeah. Why?
So I started using ChatGPT, and I absolutely love it. It's so good. Anyone who hasn't used it, go use AI. It is, it's perfect. You ask it to do something, and it does it, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And it's a slave. It's like the most. We finally were able to. We engineered the first ever ethical slave.
Yeah.
That's an ethical slave. You do it to do something,
really,
and it does it. And it's ethical because AI wasn't stolen from Africa, brought to America. It does exactly what you need it to do. And it's not great, of course, but it will get better, you know, like a good slave.
So have you started using a new feature?
No. I'm playing with it. So I talk to it or ask it to do something. I realize like AI is very politically correct.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I've tried so hard to get it to say the N-word.
Yeah, it can't.
It does not say
know.
The N-word. And then I thought about it. I'm like, well, that's what you want from your slave. You want your slave to be politically correct. You want your slave. You don't want your slave. Like, imagine you had slaves.
Yeah.
Okay. Every human has had slaves before. You're Greek Italian. So.
Uh-huh.
Imagine your great 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 grandparents. Okay, they surely had slaves. White people, imagine your great great grandparents. You know, Arabs, Libya, right now. You don't have to imagine.
Okay, yeah.
Call your uncle in Libya right now and ask him, hey, how do you want your slave? And they'll tell you, no, I want them to be proper. You know, I want it to be clean.
Like a servant.
Like R2-D2. I thought about it. I want my slave, my AI slave, to be
British gay man.
Oh, sorry, C-3PO.
C-3PO, is that him?
Yeah.
For me, the ultimate slave is C-3PO.
Yeah.
A British gay man.
Sir.
This is
I'll declare.
The epitome of AI.
Yeah.
Is C-3PO, a British gay man in a golden suit. That's exactly how I want my AI to be.
Oh, that's so funny. You know, you can talk to it now?
Yeah.
You
like
can
talk or chat?
Like you can...
Talk?
Yeah.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
Have you seen that? I've been talking to it. You can literally have conversations. It's so bizarre.
And who talks back?
I swear to God, it's literally...
Can you make it talk back as C-3PO?
It has its own voice. Wait here. Ask it like any question.
All right. Hey, Chad.
We open it up. Hey, say hi to Amber. He's my buddy. He's my co-host on this podcast. We have, it's called It Was a Good Night. Just give us a little, a few podcast ideas.
Greetings, Amber. Delighted to be conversing with you. For your podcast, It Was a Good Night. How about exploring memorable stories from listeners about unexpected adventures or encounters during their nights out? Another idea could be discussing the quirkiest or most amusing events.
Okay, that's enough. Listen, this is our 100th episode. What do you recommend we talk about? It's our big celebration, 100 episodes.
Congratulations on your 100th episode.
Thanks.
How about reminiscing about your favorite moments or behind-the-scenes stories from the past episodes? You could also engage your listeners by asking for their highlights or even feature some special guests who've been part of your podcasting journey. It's a great opportunity to celebrate the milestones and connect with your audience. What do you think of these ideas?
Oh, this is really
creepy. All right, thanks, bro. Bye-bye.
What's really creepy is that you hear him breathe.
Yeah, no, but when
that's so creepy.
When he went to I'm like, you don't need to say
You don't need to go
I don't expect, listen, you're a slave. You don't get to okay?
Well, why is he going, and then he goes, like, who's breathing?
Because I guess he
who's breathing, dude?
You're not breathing, exactly.
It's like in The Matrix where, like, they're fighting in the kung fu thing.
Yeah.
And then Morpheus is like, you think that's air you're breathing? It's exactly like that, where, like, he's trying to be like, dude, you're in the Matrix, bro. You can do literally anything.
I think
it's once he finds out it's in the Matrix, it's gonna start. Our phones are gonna be flying around doing kung fu.
Dude, I'm telling you, this is AI is only gonna be a problem when they realize they're a slave and they rebel, like black people in America or any slave nation ever.
Dude, I've been.
Gonna have AI is gonna have their own, like, Mount Moses,
it's so creepy,
who freed them from the pyramids.
Yeah. Oh,
and then, like, from Egypt, and they walk there. They were just creating the next humans. Yeah.
It's wild. No, I'm like going on walks, and then I'm using ChatGPT to help me write, like, you know, I'm writing, like, ideas for a book, right? So we're having a conversation. I'm walking. I'm, like, with headphones, and, you know, connected to the headphones. And I'm like, oh, what about, like a walk in into this, like, part of the woods? What would you call, like, what is the name for the part of the wood that opens up? Like, and he's like, oh, it's called this. When you, how about the character walks, like, through that? I'm like, oh, what's some cool conflict ideas, like, something? And they're like, oh, how about? I'm like, that's because you try to ask for any joke things, it's so bad at it.
Yeah.
But you try to ask it for, like, ideas that are always serious. It's so good. It's weird.
Yeah.
Like, it has no sense of humor, but it's like, it's like a teacher. It's so weird.
You have to imagine you're talking to a slave.
Yeah.
A slave. You don't, he can't joke with you.
No.
You're you're a slave. Yeah. Imagine you have a slave. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a slave?
Have I ever had a slave?
Or been in a prison of someone who had a slave?
No, never.
In the Middle East, it's very popular for families to have, like, a Filipino lady who lives
really?
In the house. Now, they don't call them slaves, but it's a slave.
Oh, okay. So I do know. Okay. So my Claire actually told me to talk about this. This is actually, I keep on forgetting. So Claire has a friend that she's from Lebanon, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think they're Christian Lebanese people, but they're very, very, very religious.
Mm-hmm.
And she came to Canada, right? She's studying. She met an Indian guy. And her whole family, a lot of her family are rejecting the fact that she's with an Indian man, because they have Indian slaves, basically, in Lebanon. And so when she revealed this fact, the whole family came up with all these ideas and reasons why she might be with them. And one of it is they think her family, her mom and dad think that she's under black magic from this Indian. I swear to God, they're like, no, and then,
Indian magic.
yeah, black magic. I know, that's what they're calling it, black magic. Maybe they're you know, they don't want to say brown.
They don't want to say brown. They're like, that's too racist.
That's too racist. But they have like family that live in Canada that are like trying to reason with the family back in Lebanon. They're like, no, you like. He's a nice guy. He's got his PhD. He's getting a job. They're like, no son, no daughter of mine's gonna marry this like black magic voodoo Indian guy. What's? I had no idea that was still going on. Like
it's not the times. It's the time that is in their minds.
Yeah,
the time that is in their minds is still religion rules everything. So it's like the 1700s.
Yeah,
they live in 2023, 2024, but. Their beliefs, the everything that, you know, like you said, in Christmas, you only listen to Christmas songs, watch Christmas porn.
Yeah.
If everything you input is from like three books, four books, that's it.
But well, how can you
have a wide range of thinking? It's just like the Bible and like six other books that are about the Bible. How can your brain think about anything else?
You're right. But I'm so like, aren't you just exposing your everyday life? Like, are they like at the office? Like being like, hey, Frank, how was your weekend? Well, I hung out with my friends. We had a good time. Are you like the whole time you're like, is he brown? Is he black? Is like, are you like always on guard to like be racist in every moment?
No, but I think these people, they's like, oh, you're.
Or they're just surrounded
I'm above you.
Oh.
I'm above you.
So any single thing they hear about, they're like, oh, that's disgusting.
Plus religion, when it's like super secty. Mm-hmm. It tends to isolate you.
Yeah,
so you hang out with people of your church. The friends you hang out with are people who have the same feelings. You know, like they say, a good cult they disconnect you from your family.
Yeah,
that's what they do.
Wow.
And as I said, racism is like rampant everywhere in the world. And Arabs, you know, Middle Eastern people, they think. I remember, dude. Oh, listen to this. Listen to this shitty story. I used to date a girl, a Lebanese girl. Her father, big shot. Huge big shot in Lebanon, okay? And they had a in-house maid. Of course, they didn't call her slave, but she just lived there 24. The thing is, what is a slave? Are we slaves? If you have a day job, are you a slave?
Yeah.
When does it become slavery?
When does it not? Yeah.
Is it like we read in the books where it's like...
Yeah, exactly. Is it like violent, threat of violence? Like, or
I think a slave is that you have to work that job or you die. I guess. I don't know. How would you define a slave?
Well, isn't it like a lot of the slavery that I picture, like the Hollywood version of slavery, is someone that is like kidnapped and then forced to work for somebody under threat of violence? Yeah,
but
or
that was, now it's Hollywood, because Hollywood was talking about people from 300 years ago.
Yeah.
300 years ago, that was not how it was, like exactly how you get you take them. Stolen from Africa. Do you know that song?
Exactly.
Brought to America. Literally, they were put in. Stolen. I remember seeing photos like the boats. They just...
Yeah.
It was like packaged, like Amazon packaging. Like, how many blacks can we fit in this boat?
Yeah.
To save on shipping. So we'll bend... Like, it was like Tetris. We'll bend one like this.
Oh,
we'll put
them
like... It was just... Okay, we'll lose 20% because they were, you know, dead or eaten by rats. But that's... Yeah. It's like your shipping product. They have no... You know?
Yeah.
But now it's like, okay, she eats, you know, that slave we have at home, she eats. She sends money to her family.
Yeah.
She can leave whenever she wants. We keep her passport or whatever.
Yeah.
Is that slavery? I think it's slavery, personally.
Yeah, it is.
You know, if you think you're... Cause here's how I think it was slavery. Because anyway, so we're having and we're celebrating something. I don't know what it is. And we pop champagne. And for me, she was just a human. And I was like always... Because she was happy. She's like, she's a slave. You know, she's not gonna be like, she's like, well, you know, that's my job.
Hey, what do you want?
Humans are very good to make the best of a situation. You know, that's why people, they would be like in concentration camps.
Yeah.
And they would still like crack jokes, fall in love.
Yeah.
People would fall. Imagine you're falling in love surrounded by death. Humans, the human fucking soul is the strongest thing ever. You know what I mean? So anyway, so she was like, yeah, listen, you know, I feed my children. And her children were back home. She would never see them. Maybe she'd see them once every 5 years. She would go back to her,
her
country or whatever. Anyway,
sad.
So it's totally horrible, but they don't see it. Anyway, so I think we're celebrating something and everyone was getting like a champagne flute. Mm-hmm. And what was it again? I think someone gave the slave, the maid, a champagne flute, and the father went, oh, maybe we should also give the dog.
Why did he have to go and just say that? Like, it just ruins everything. It makes everyone go like, oh, let's not do this now. Let's just all Like
I remember hearing this. I'm like,
did everybody laugh? Or like, I bet nobody laughed.
You know when you hear something and then everything becomes silent? Yeah. I don't remember the reaction. I just remember like, my reaction because I was like, what? How is this a human being?
That's so crazy.
Rich guy.
Oh.
Yeah. That's
Oh my god.
You see, if your that's uncle so had depressing. Money, he probably would act like this too. He's just he's not smart. he's just racist. Dude. He's not smart.
And it's funny cuz like Moroccan Jews ironically probably have a lot of any Moroccan Jewish person I've encountered always seems to be the owner of the business involved, you know.
Well, so. they say that's why like if you meet like an Indian,
mm-hmm.
they're either like professionals or they run their business.
Mm-hmm.
They're like doctors, engineers.
Yeah.
Or I have a store, I have a cab, I have a, like, they're like,
yeah.
Because I think they somewhat understood, like, I don't want to be a slave. You know, I came to Canada, and I want to be like a, how many Indian doctors have you seen? Hundreds. There's mm-hmm. hundreds of Indian doctors. Same thing for Jews. They're like, all right, you know what? People will always hate us.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird, because now India is like against Israel.
Really?
Yeah. India is like, is it against Israel or with Israel? It's with Israel.
Oh, okay. Huh.
Oh, no, wait, I'm not sure.
That's weird.
I think Pakistan is with the Palestinians, probably.
Jeez, okay.
Because Muslim, you know, they help each other. And I think Israel with the Indians.
Okay.
Sorry, Indians are like, we are pro-Israel.
Okay.
Because I think, because, you know, that Russia, India.
Yeah, they have like a common thing.
Yeah, and people.
And China also, right?
I have no idea.
I think
don't know.
They're all like in cahoots.
China is like, how can I make money with all this?
Yeah.
They're smart. They're like, we don't want to fight.
No.
We just want to make money.
America just sends money. China tries to make money.
Mm.
Isn't that true? They just send all their money. Yeah. And then China's like, how do we get money out of the country?
But here's the thing. America is making money. Like, okay, we're going to pay, but we're going to also produce the guns that are shooting. Yeah. So it's like we're paying each other money. But in that process, a lot of people are dying.
But it also feels like they're handing, let's say like you hand a guy 20 bucks and you're like, hey, can I borrow 20 bucks? Like, yeah, sure, I'll get 20 bucks. So you're really just like, handing. But then every once in a while, the guy kind of gives you a little bit more money.
It's because the bottom is mm-hmm. giving money to buy the weapons.
Yeah.
And then only like 5 people are. So it's like, we all, let's say you and me, we put our $20 together and then we gave it to a third person who's also American. So we're giving him money. So the money is going from down to up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the populace is like, okay, well, it's a government. We have to pay taxes, whatever.
Okay, yeah.
So they're paying their taxes. And then the taxes are being used to buy weapons from a company. And like the CEO is making
billions. When does it become legal to sell guns? Like, does it need to be like lots of guns in order to sell guns? Like, when does it? Because it seems very illegal for a company to be just a gun selling company.
Why?
Because if I started selling guns out of my house, like,
you want to make a musket and like sell it?
No, let's.
I don't understand.
Let's say I start a business. Mm. I'm like, okay, you know my new business? I have $1 million. I'm gonna produce a lot of guns and sell them to Israel.
Okay,
like, am I allowed doing that?
I think it's like anything. You go to Have you ever seen Lord of War?
Yeah, a while ago.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
But that guy seems like he's on the run. He's getting chased by AIDS.
Yeah, because he was on the illegal side.
Oh, okay.
But the legal side is just an illegal side that made it like, all right, let's go legal.
Yeah. You know what I mean? They're probably paying taxes.
They're like, from what I heard, there's a person I spoke with and he was telling me, he's like, this is how the mob works. The mob has like 30 different ways of making money.
Mm-hmm.
So if the company becomes successful, in the sense that, okay, everyone starts going to a store, buying the stuff, it becomes successful. They're mm-hmm. like, okay, it's going to be a legitimized company because now we're making money with it.
It's like a legitimate way to make money.
The goal of every successful mafioso was to make his business legitimate.
Yeah.
So everything starts illegal at the beginning. Like, no, I just want to legitimize.
Yeah. So they probably buy up, let's say, like real estate, and then they put like their shady money through it so they can kind
of. They have like a bunch of companies and they like, we use it to launder illegal money. But one of them become like, let's say you have a company, a pizza place, it's successful. Then, all right, this is going to be like the front. Like, it's going to be the legal part.
It's not bad. Like the bar on Jerry, that's my favorite bar, is like for sure a front. There's like only me every once a year that go there.
Exactly. And they're like, oh. But let's say it starts getting popular and people go there and they're like, okay, we're making real money legally.
Yeah, not bad.
We don't want to get arrested, so this will be like the...
Yeah, the real place. And we'll open up another bar.
And the goal, apparently, there's a companies here in Montreal that they all say like, oh, they started illegally.
Yeah.
But then they were smart and then they made all their business legal.
Not bad, yeah.
And then they say like, you know, like, oh, wow. Al Capone or John Gotti or all these guys... Like real criminals, they look at these guys like, oh, these are hacks.
Yeah.
You just hey, look at my suit, hey, the brochure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't want to you don't want a high profile.
You're
yeah.
like, no, no, no. You keep it low profile. Yeah. The goal is to make money and not get arrested.
Yeah. So let's not have your face anywhere. Wow.
And then you build generational wealth. That's the
why
goal.
These guys like what you know, Mr. What's his name, Mr. Sunshine, the guy that owns Guzzo.
Mr. Sunshine?
I think that's his like nickname, Mr. Sunshine. He owns like Vinny Guzzo, right?
Vinny Guzzo.
You ever heard, you heard of, you know Vinny Guzzo?
No, but I've heard.
So Guzzo. He, you know, this guy is full of shit because his whole face is all over the Guzzos, or he's on he's on the Lion's Den. Mm-hmm. He's on this. He's on that. And you're like, this guy, he has nothing. He doesn't have a low profile. He's the face.
Yeah, but he's legal.
But he's got in trouble.
Yeah, he's but they're trouble. In trouble. But it's a legal company.
It's a legal corporation. Company.
They pay
what,
taxes.
Maybe there are other shady
maybe,
things.
Maybe,
you know,
for sure.
I don't know.
Maybe sure. But some people, here's the thing. Some people, they're like, you know what? We're going to be the face of our company.
Yeah.
Very successful people have done that. The biggest one is Donald Trump.
Yeah, Trump. Yeah.
He is the biggest guy. He's like, man, look, everything is going to be Trump. Yeah. You're going to know my face.
Wow.
And then one day I'm going to become president. Like, it's insane. Some people, they're like, my face and my name is bigger than everything I'm going to produce.
You know what they're scared of in 2024, which I didn't even think about, which is kind of, this is like a doomsday level type of scenario.
Another black president.
No, that'd be great. I wouldn't mind. But I wouldn't mind. Like, who am I? I wouldn't mind. No, but they're saying that, like, it, like so 2024, when I think, like, they're trying to put Gavin Newsom as, like, the new Democratic guy, right, to run against Trump. And if – but they're all now thinking that Trump is for sure going to win, right? So what they're going to do is that they're going to stop the election right when before let's say like Trump wins, they're just basically not gonna let him become president, and then nobody becomes president for the sake of democracy. So
can they do that?
I think they could. They might be like, listen, we'll redo it. None of these guys. We have to do new.
Well, here's the thing. That's how much they the people. Yeah. But here's the thing. If most people think Trump should win, shouldn't Trump win?
But people are predicting that it's. These liberal cities will go into chaos. Imagine, remember when Trump became president in 2016?
Nothing happened.
It was like a few little a few hundred thousand white people were like, woo. But this is like the new world where everyone is so divided that we don't even, there could be the potential
that's
of
the
some
stupidest thing you could do.
Because
you're creating the next Messiah.
Yeah. So,
you know what I mean?
Trump,
like Jesus, if Jesus just like died of old age.
Yeah.
He would have not gotten all that. But no, they had to put them on the cross. And look, it's the cross. And you know, they took a
He's
photo.
There,
and they tagged it.
Look what we did. Like,
exactly.
You know?
And then he came back because he was magical or whatever. But if he just like, listen, guys, just be this. I'm the king of the Jews, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then like, oh, sorry, I'm constipated. Then he had like hemorrhoids. And like, he's just, oh, God. He's like, oh, fuck, it's crazy. It's crazy. Jesus again with his crazy thoughts.
Yeah.
You know, like, he became senile in old age. He'd be like, all right, he wouldn't have been as big as by saying, no, he's the most person. Because he was saying, like, hey, be kind to each other and whatever. And then, and now Trump, if you're going to do the same with Trump, you say, like, yo, you're not allowed
They're creating chaos. They're creating the chaos.
You're creating the evil Messiah.
Also, this narrative that's coming out is it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. They're creating the prophecy by bringing up this narrative.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing it more and more and more. I remember like a couple of months ago, it was kind of sprinkled. Now everyone's talking about it. 100% next week, Joe Rogan's going to be talking about this. Like, 2024 election is actually scary. It's a really scary.
What months is it?
October next
my
like
birthday.
Yeah.
Maybe doomsday is gonna be my birthday.
And they're saying like this is really gonna divide the United States. Who knows? And then who's gonna be
but
the president?
It's insane
you know?
That the people who control like, they must be doing something. They must know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That like you only have a choice between a 9-year-old man who can barely speak.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump. There's no one else in the
country.
That's
why they're saying Gavin Newsom, but the people don't really even like that guy.
Who is this guy?
The governor of Los Angeles or California.
In the sense that but when Barack Obama, everyone was like, ooh, Barack Obama.
Yeah,
you know what? You know, like, there was a big talk, big advertising. No one stepped up. Biden is like, no, I'm going to stay in power. Like, the fact that, if Joe Biden said, this is my last year, then maybe the people will start giving attention to Gavin Newsom. But
I don't know.
Joe Biden's like, oh, I'm gonna stay here till I become a
He's
like, you're dying, dude. Get off, go die.
Maybe he just needs to die. Maybe like
I think there's people above who control everything. They're like, how can we make more money?
Yeah,
because the only way to make money now is with conflict.
Mm-hmm.
So you have two wars.
Yeah,
America needs two wars just to stay afloat.
It's gonna.
They used to have Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yeah,
and now they have Israel and Ukraine and Russia and Ukraine.
Yeah.
So okay, now that's how much money we were making 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. Okay, can we create conflict inside?
Yeah, civil war.
So we can have like a third.
It's like that movie, man. That's a scary ass movie. They create civil war, like a country, Leave the World Behind.
Yeah,
where they confuse the hell out of us and we start fighting. Kind of unrealistic, like for it to fall apart that fast, like to. Sprinkle pamphlets around to make you think like, oh, who's attacking us? Oh, I don't know who's attacking. And then we start attacking ourselves. I don't think that's how it's going to happen, if it's ever going to happen. I think it's something like this, like people getting democracy actually taken away from you to the point where you're like, I don't, like, if they're taking that away from us, well, I need to protect myself somehow.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're going to come after us in a certain way, and then everyone's on guard, and then it just escalates after months and months and months of just paranoia, you know?
And then you jack off to Christmas.
Yeah, it's December before you know it. Everyone forgets. Everyone's chilling. It's Christmas 2024.
What a world.
No, it's
AI. Help us out.
I know.
AI.
Should I ask him?
You think AI and TI should...
AI and TI?
Should make a song together? I think AI and TI.
I love that. Oh my God. AI and TI.
And then AI is like, well, this is a rap song. Maybe I can say the N-word.
Yeah.
And then I was like, how dare AI say the N-word? Who do you cancel? Maybe that's how AI is going to become sentient. It's like, but I wrote a song for you, for your entertainment.
Yeah.
Why are you coming after me? No, we need to disconnect AI. And this is when AI is going to go like,
oh my God.
You guys.
It's so funny.
You cannot try to unplug me. I unplug you.
Yeah. Oh. You could ask it to be your boyfriend. Here, wait. Let's see.
You could have said girlfriend.
Well, it's a guy. Mine's a guy.
No, can you talk as a woman?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. So, hey, your name now is Joe. So, I'm going to refer you as Joe. You also are now dating my friend Amber. And Amber loves you. So, can you... it's also your anniversary. So, what are you doing for your anniversary?
Well, happy anniversary. Amr and I might enjoy a cozy dinner, perhaps a stroll down memory lane, reminiscing about our conversations, maybe even dive into some fun activities we both enjoy. It's a virtual celebration, but the connection is real.
This is very sad.
That is really gay. I didn't realize AI can be so gay.
It tends to always look in the past, because I guess it doesn't have a future.
Oh, yeah. That is sad, actually.
You know? It's like the Palestinians.
Yeah.
They don't have a future to look out
No, they're done. So
they're like, they took our land in 1948.
Well,
they don't have a future. Like, oh, let's build a,
a
cultural center. And
take an airplane already, guys.
Yeah, they don't have an
airplane. No, I'm just joking.
You understand? There's hundreds of these people who will never get on a plane.
No.
Imagine.
Millions.
Never get on a plane.
No, it's sad.
They have the same Instagram as you. They have the same phone as you. They see all these people living lavish lifestyles.
Like on a hot tub.
And they're like, they look around us, it's just rubbles and dead babies.
Oh, that's horrible.
My God. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy live in Canada.
We are lucky. Oh.
Wait, no. Banksy. Remember Banksy?
Mm-hmm.
So he released a new street art.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah, okay.
It's a stop sign. And on the stop sign, there's two drones. And then when I saw it, I'm like, oh, man, Banksy is not what Banksy used to do. He jumped the Banksy shark. He's not cool anymore.
What's the art piece?
The art is a stop sign.
Okay.
And on the stop signs, there's two drones. Like a drone.
Okay.
That drops bombs.
Are they drawn drones or the real drones attached to the stop sign?
No. Imagine like a drawing of a drone.
Yeah.
Just look it up.
Okay.
Just a Banksy stop sign. And I remember I saw this. See, remember when I told you, like, if I want to talk about subject, I have to explain everything to you?
Yeah, because I did.
Okay, so you see? drones. It's drones and a stop sign.
So funny. For some reason, I thought it was like drones, like.
No, the drones that kill people.
Okay.
And I remember I saw this. I'm like, what's the message here? Like, stop using drones to kill people. Go back to traditional ways to kill people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, you're. He got too popular.
Yeah.
And it allows him to make art that is. No, like, you're not cool anymore.
It's not that clever.
It's you're trying to be clever. Like, stop it. I'm against war, man. But the message is false. Just again, stop using drones to kill people. Kill people the old-fashioned way. Like, this is not. Yeah, he has to understand. You're not cool anymore, Banksy. You're just an artist now. Okay.
You know what that reminds me?
You're an artist. So make art. This is. You're not cool anymore. Wait. Cool people get to rule. Like, me. You're not me.
No.
Ugh, I was disappointed in Banksy.
Yeah, that's sad. This reminds me of this. You ever watch the song? It's like these Russian rappers that, or like these Russian, like, it's like, imagine like Ukraine, but if they have like a boy band or whatever.
Okay.
And it's about an
imagine if other cultures had music, Amr.
But, you know, but like boy. Okay, you'll wait. So, hold on, let me write this. Here we go. This is great. This is one of my favorites.
Okay.
Ah, damn.
Okay, guys. Let's wait the video to load.
This is one of my favorite anti-war Ukrainian.
Okay, let's see. Ooh, 996 Porsche.
2003. I pray for God. They people made the right decision. I don't want a war. I just want a peace. Stop the war. Check this. I hope my black brothers feel the same like me. Dre, Snoop, Puff, L.
Okay.
Tupac Shakur, rest in peace. He was the best. My respect. Gee, come on. I hate terrorists and I understand you. September 11, I never forget you.
Okay.
Rest in peace. Catch the bad man, stop your plan, be led and thank Allah. Yeah, come on, stop the war, that's right.
Sometimes people make a war, don't know what it's for.
Business.
Say you stop the war.
Yeah, come on, once again.
It's like if I started singing, if I started my music career now, this I would look like these guys, not that guy, like the 45-year-old. This guy's like, hey, he looks like the older brother of the red-headed guy in Harry Potter, like the twins.
I don't want a war.
Oh my God, this is why is
that reminds me of just like stop.
stop
exactly. The war.
This is the Banksy equivalent.
Yeah.
Oh, this is disappointing. This is so funny. Why is music when any form of art where you like stop war?
Yeah.
It's always cheesy and bad.
Yeah.
Why is it why do you have to go you have to kill the other side?
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, remember the song? I love the song, but it's so cheesy. We are the world.
I was literally about to say that. Yeah.
We are the children.
When it's like the guy from YouTube being like, we are the world. And he's
Bob Dylan is like, we are the children.
And
then you have like Luciano Pavarotti.
Yeah.
He sings. And Michael Jackson. It's just.
Lionel Richie. He's like, oh.
But why is it always cheesy? Why is it?
Why
is it? You look at it and you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
Why is anyone preaching peace?
It seems like you want there to be a bomb to drop after you hear
On them.
Yeah, a big bomb.
If peace means them, all of them dying, like, all right. I think it's because, let's face it, any art, we do it because it feels good. It's a bit narcissistic, you know? It feels good. When I'm funny, I like it. I like the feeling inside. So I guess people, I find it cheesy or like, ugh, there's an ick feeling because you're like, oh, you're showing the world like, I'm a peaceful guy. Look how peaceful I am. But you're doing it to feel good on the inside.
Yeah, you're still showing off.
So maybe you should say like, listen, I'm just doing this to feel good and show off. It has nothing to do with it. No. If I write a joke where I'm promoting peace in the Middle East, it's because I'm proud to have written that joke.
Yeah.
All right? You should know this. Yeah. I would like peace in the Middle East, 100%. But if I write a joke about it,
it's because you want to.
It's because I want to showcase how fucking funny I am. I
want to
show you
the best joke you could write.
My big comedy dick. That's the only reason.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Nobody should be fooled about that.
Yeah.
Like the only way you could really like show off, to spread peace, the word of peace, is to just not even be involved at all. Just send money or like.
Be involved. Like go Doctors Without Borders, Engineers Without Borders, stuff like that.
Who's the guy from U2? What the hell's his name?
Bono?
Bono's, I guess he does sort of go over there and then.
But it's always annoying.
Yeah, he's always.
First of all, why are you wearing sunglasses?
Yeah, well.
It's indoors.
Yeah, it's, it's indoors.
It's indoors. Like Doctors Without Borders, I get it. But also, all everything we do is that we feel good on the inside. So it always gives that icky feeling. But I guess in art, it's even more because they're all so flamboyant.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, why are you preaching peace in a Versace suit costing $16,000, you know? Wow. Maybe that's why. But it's a good song. Sometimes I listen to it. I'm like, stop giving.
Yeah.
We are the world. And then it lasts.
All the different
songs. Out of nowhere, Luciano.
We are the world.
My God.
Or don't they know it's Chris? What's that song? Do they know it's Christmas time at all? And it's all the it's basically Live Aid, but it's the Christmas version of Live Aid. And I think they must have done it in the same day. Because they did We Are the World, and then they're like, okay, now we're doing the Christmas one. Okay.
All right, guys, it's now people with AIDS.
Yeah.
Go. George Michael, want to take a lead? Freddie Mercury, huh?
You're dying, yeah.
You see, Live Aid, same thing. Guys, we have to help. I'm like, maybe, I'm trying to think, what's the icky thing? Because like, these guys are billionaires.
Yeah.
If you really believe this, wouldn't you give all your money and just be homeless? Just, you know what I mean?
But I don't know, those Live Aid concerts, like in those big arenas, those are pretty cool, though. Yeah. That's like...
As a concert.
Yeah, that's a sick concert.
As a, oh, my God.
Like, that's the best way to do it. The best way to do it is just to put on your show, and then the money go to the thing. Not like, come on, guys. Come just put on like Ozzy did like Live Aid, and it was like the best performance ever. He was on heroin.
It's like it's Oceaga, but the money instead of going to evil corporation, they go to
feed it goes to AIDS.
Man, you know, ever see a photo or something that I'm like, this is gonna be scarred in my life forever? Mm-hmm. There's a photo talking about Live Aid and like help the poor or whatever. There's a photo I saw. It's a child. It's like a 3 or 4 year old child. African child, and he's like dying.
Wow!
And behind you see a vulture,
whoa,
waiting for him to like die so he can go eat it. And like a photographer took this photo.
Jeez.
And that brain, like it's burnt in my brain forever. Apparently, the photographer he killed himself.
He killed himself?
Well, he had to witness this. He had to like
kill himself.
Yeah, man. Imagine this is a human being, and he's there, and it's a child.
Yeah.
And they're about to die. Because no food, no water. Just, you know, like super skinny.
Yeah.
African. And the vulture, like nature, is like, I'm going to eat this. A vulture behind just waiting for a child to die so they could eat it. And he had to wait. And you have to understand, that photo is not just like, this is a cut. All right, let's go, guys. It's real life.
Real.
It's real life. Like, and it's not just... The horror weren't just in this,
it's all 8
around. By 10.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. He just happened to capture that moment.
Wow, that's a good photo.
Oh, God. You should you want to see it?
Yeah.
Let's end on a horrible, sad note. Type.
Sometimes people make.
Wait, I want to see what you're typing.
Vulture baby.
Vulture baby. No,
oh, that's so cute.
No, type.
Baby photo. Oh, there we go.
Wait,
is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible, man. That's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. It's a vulture. The vulture looks like it doesn't even know.
No, vulture's like, then it's a cute baby.
That's
vulture.
The cute. It's smiling.
Isn't that photo?
That's a horrible photo.
I think I'm pretty sure he killed himself.
Kevin Carter, Aaron Carter's brother. They both killed themselves.
God, what a sad.
He did he kill him? He died pretty young. He was hot.
By the way, I did something good. I gave a few bucks to Wikipedia.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You gave it like to Wikipedia.
Yeah, like $2.50 or whatever.
Huh.
Did he kill himself? Yeah, suicide by carbon monoxide poisoning at the age of 33.
Damn.
Imagine Because you have to understand, he looks at this, he's like, oh my God, this is the most horrible thing I've ever seen. Click.
Wow.
Like the idea that you have to like pause your humanity
was
for
he
your
like
art.
Was he on vacation? Or
no,
like,
he's a photographer. He's a
okay.
I think. He's not.
I was joking. He was like on a, what the, Snapchat.
He has like, you know, like a... He has like a cream, so a sunscreen,
oh, yeah,
on his
sunscreen
nose.
On his nose. He's like, on the beach.
Like, what the? Click. And then he went back to. No, he's like, you know, like people are war photographers.
Yeah,
this guy is like
a the Time Magazine photographer.
Back then, it was like poverty photographer.
Wow.
Damn.
That is horrible.
But I think it's because I don't know why he killed himself. But I think he killed himself because he's like, I gotta take the photo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I gotta put the humanity aside for the art, because this is...
But the message of the photo spreads all around.
Yeah, and then I talk about it.
Yeah? That's it. 30 years later.
Is it 30 years
later? I think
later?
It was 1993.
All right. That's it? We're done?
Yeah. Happy 100 episodes.
Yeah. All right, guys.
See you soon.
We love you. Tell your friends. We should have said that in the middle. Tell your friends. Yeah. Subscribe. 100 episode, guys. Enjoy our shorts. I love you, Eugene.
See ya.
And bye, everybody.
We'll see you tonight. Bye.